USA Radio News.
The IRS will incorporate third-party facial recognition software this summer.
Bipartisan critics are decrying foul to the IRS new plan to use facial recognition software to confirm Americans' identities. While it's not a requirement yet, by the summer, those visiting the IRS website to access personal records such as tax transcripts, child tax credits, and more may first need to send a recording of their face to a private contractor to verify their identity. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A major winter storm is expected to affect a huge portion of the U.S. Heavy snow is forecast to start in the Rockies while freezing rain will pelt Texas. The storm will then move on to dump snow and ice on the Midwest. More than a foot of snow is forecast in places. Airlines grounded more than 1,000 flights scheduled for Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
In the United States, heart failure impacts more than 6 million adults, leading to about 1 million hospitalizations each year. Heart failure is a long-lasting condition in which the heart is unable to pump enough blood to meet the body's needs for blood and oxygen. But there are things people can do in consultation with their healthcare provider to help manage their disease. This is true for Ray, who is currently living with heart failure.
I find that communications with my doctors is key. This includes notifying them of any changes in heart failure symptoms and listening to their advice.
To help support people living with heart failure by providing educational resources, Merck, in collaboration with Mended Hearts, has introduced At the Heart of the Matter, Moving Forward After Your Heart Failure Hospitalization.
While it can be discouraging at first to hear that you have heart failure, you eventually find out you aren't alone in this journey.
Learn more, know more. Visit attheheartofthematter.com for more information. This segment is brought to you by Merck.